Hello and welcome to Conspiracy Countdown, the podcast where we talk about different conspiracies behind different subjects such as JFK, Martin Luther King Jr., 9/11. You get the point. Today we're going to be doing our first podcast about the JFK assassination. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was born on March 29, 1917. He graduated from Harvard in 1940 in a wealthy family. In 1960, Senator Kennedy ran for president and won and became the 35th president. He created the Peace Corps, and on November 21st, Kennedy was assassinated by Harvey Oswald in November in Dallas. Now, that's what everybody thinks the story is, but here are four theories that has come up over the years. Number one, there are not one assassin, but two. There are many accounts of people seeing smoke after the second bullet in the bush, not in the Texas Book Depository. Number two, Kennedy was killed not by an assassin, but by a Secret Service agent. Yes, there are many accounts that the Secret Service agent that was guarding him, it was his first day at the job. And there was a little mishap, and he thought somebody was getting shot at. He pulls out his gun, he misfires, and he shoots the president. But this one doesn't really make sense, because it looks like the president was shot from the forehead when this guard was guarding him from the back. Number three, Harvey was not only a communist, but Ku Klux Klan member. Because Kennedy did so many positive things for the African-American community, it seems only obvious that the Ku Klux Klan would not like him for his ideas, values, and what their ideas and values were. So they sent a man who did not like him in the first place, Harvey Lee Oswald, to assassinate him, putting them under the cloak and thinking it was just communism. Number four, Lyndon B. Johnson, the current vice president of Kennedy, was the man behind all of this. There are many reports that he was not going to win the presidency if he tried, and he wouldn't even become the vice president of Kennedy's second term. He had many ideas, and Kennedy and him did not get along too well. So to take Kennedy out of the picture completely would help his political career. This is just a trailer, or our first episode. Thank you for tuning in to Conspiracy Countdown, where we talk about the best countdowns in modern conspiracies. See you next Tuesday.